They don't teach them Scots in the schools at all now. It's all English. Mm-hmm. English history.
Mm-hmm.
No Scots. And it's for Scots words. They ken mair about Dallas and dynasty. But the Scots, like Sir Fran or Shuch, or the only Scots word that we ken of, they haven't got a clue.
I feel myself that it could easily disappear. That the bairns of the present day will definitely not have the knowledge of the lowland tongue that some of us here and our ancestors definitely did
aye,
have.
Aye.
That it'll just be like choirs and specialists and that'll really ken ocht about the old words and what they mean. The other night here I was talking to a chap and he asked me what a paddle was, because he was quite interested in Burns poetry and that. So, well, a paddle is a spade-like thing we use for clearing the rest of the pioch. Mm-hmm. And he stood and he looked at me, more or less kind of glowered. So he said, well, would you please explain, because I don't know. So I told him that the rest was what the English call the mouldboard of a plough. And a pioch's a plough. We gave your neighbours about hawing, you can, at harvest time and that. If ye body had his corn in, he just gave and get his neighbour a hawing, you can. Mm-hmm. Ilka body worked that way, you can, that you just sort of worked a hawing and helped each other out that way. It's the only way you could manage through.
I mind my father telling me that the miners and the country folk, there were like two different breeds of men in the old days. What do you say to that?
Well, I think as far as the big farmer and the miner was concerned, there was a big divide. But in a wee place like where I was brought up, well, before my time in the 26th strike, my late grandfather helped to keep quite a few miners' families gone and tatties and all that kind of thing to help them through.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, being in a wee way, had far more sympathy with the miners that were out in strike and their families than what, say, the great big farmer would have.
Where I was brought up was John Street in Goston, and it was more or less a miner's row. The buddy next door to you was Maggie, and across the road was Mary. And in these days, they ordered a tin of coal. Well, it wasn't just a tin of coal, it was a cairt of coal, and it cost 10 shillings. You ordered it one day, and it was dumped at your door the next day. You could depend on it. But however, for some unkempt reason, Mary's coal didn't arrive. Now, in these days, it was the way of the miners when they were going to bed at night. The fire was gey low, but what they put on was a great big lump of coal called a raker. Well, as I say, Mary's coal hadn't come, and she had not had to put in the fire that night. So she came out to Maggie and she says, I wonder if I can borrow a raker of coal for you, Maggie, till my coal comes the morning's morning. So Maggie says, I'll give you a raker of coal, Mary. So Mary gets a raker of coal, and out she went, put it in the fire, and they went to bed. That's what they done. The raker was the last thing that went on before they went to their bed. So Mary rises the next morning, and here was the raker. It hadn't kennelled. So she just lifted it out of the fire and went across the street to Maggie, and she chapped at the door. She says, that's your raker back, Maggie. She says, and it's nain the war.
So was you brought up in a miner's row? What were the houses like?
Oh, well, it was just a button bin, as they would call it. Well, we had a what you'd say, knew the living room, and there was only one bedroom, and there was five of us brought up in that, along with my mother and father, and even my granny. I don't know who they got my granny in, but she stayed there and all. and who was selected. Of course, we had what some folk would call a hurley, but we called it a whirly, and that was a bed below the built-in beds. There were just, it was two beds in the wall in the kitchen, and the whirly was in below the bed. If you had a bigger family, you needed this, and it was put out onto the middle of the flare at night, mm-hmm. and the weans slept in that, the mother and father slept in the rich bed in the hole in the wall. I think we should try to keep it all going, because there's some of the most descriptive words in Scotch that should never die at all. We should just keep trying to educate folk and trying to bring them in. Just for instance, there I was speaking to a fellow on Saturday, and I was used the word mogar, and he just stared. He just hadn't a clue what I was talking about, and I had to explain it. So by explaining these kind of things to folk, it's the only way we're going to keep a lot of these old words gone.